They come to the 200. Dark Musket on the outside. Reach the lead. Dude Man Bro keeps coming. They've beaten off Saxon. Saxoff. It's Dark Musket clear. Dude Man Bro coming on his inside. Dark Musket in front. I think he's going to hold on. He will. Dark Musket beat Dude Man Bro in the WA Cup. Three lengths away.
Now you might ask why I'm playing a race there at Ascot on Saturday, the WA Cup there, before we have a chat to Hayden Ballantyne to talk football. But we're giving Hayden a bit of a whack here on the Sports Daily. He is our mate on our on the show. He joins us every week. And his father, a great trainer and a wonderful trainer of Astaya, took out the two-mile race there on Saturday with Dark Musket. And not once did Hayden give us a tipper on the Sports Daily. Nothing
Zero.
At all. Good morning to you, Hayden.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Not even a sniff, Hayden.
Well, boys, the funny thing is, when 2013, when Talent Show won the Perth Cup, I tipped everyone that horse. It was first emergency, paid $68, and how many people backed it, you reckon? No one, only me. So I've given a tip before, no one used it, so I don't give tips anymore.
This is coming across as a very thin argument, Hayden.
Mickey Barlow on this show last year told us that he backed it.
Yeah, Mick said a lot of things. Yeah.
Sorry. You're looking forward to the Derby. Let's talk football, because I can't wait. It's a much anticipated clash. And if you said at the start of the season that the West Coast Eagles will be on top and the Dockers flying in the top eight as well before the Derby, I don't think too many people would have believed me. But that will be the situation come Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such an even competition now, and it has been for the last couple of years, I think. Obviously, there's a few rebuilding teams who are struggling, but those top probably 10 to 12 teams, it's very even. Anyone can win on their day, so it's pretty exciting. Obviously, West Coast are going pretty well. They had a pretty good win against Carlton last week, so yeah, fingers crossed we can get the chockies next on the weekend.
Hayden, I did ask this question to Brad Shepherd on Tuesday about how many derbies he'd played in. How many do you reckon you've played in?
I don't know. Probably has to be close to 12.
Not
10,
bad.
12, I reckon, yeah.
13, 8 wins and 5 losses, which is interesting because Brad's was 13 and he's had 7 wins and 6 losses. So that shows just how close this has been over the years, although it's time for another win, Hayden. You've lost the last 5 derbies. That wouldn't sit well with you, I'd imagine.
No, definitely not. Obviously, West Coast has been going all right the last few years and obviously we've been in a rebuilding stage, so I think where the young guys are really starting to come together and get the good chemistry working together at Freo. So if we can keep building on that and keep moving the ball forward in a positive manner like we are, then I think West Coast have their work cut out to beat us.
What's been the difference this year, Hayden? Obviously yourself that's up and about and playing some really good football down forward, but to me, just looking from the outside, it seems like you've always had a really strong midfield, and Nat Fyfe, of course, is playing sensational football once again. He's back into that Brownlow form, but your back line looks settled. You found a couple of players there.
Yeah, definitely, and that's exactly it. Our running defenders are really taking on the game and moving the ball forward really fast, and it gives the forwards an opportunity to play on instinct and really just get forward hard. And once the ball's in there, we don't know what's going to happen because we're playing on instinct, and we could, if we don't know what we're going to do, the opposition won't know what we're going to do. So it makes it easier for us and harder for the oppo. But you've got Nathan Wilson, Lukey Ryan, Connor Blakely, Stephen Hill coming off halfback. You know, you love leading out to guys like that, and because you know they're going to hit you on the chest.
Does that mean that Ross Lyon's changed his game plan just a little bit from the last couple of seasons, Hayden?
No, definitely not. It's always been in the game plan. It's just the guys are really starting to find that confidence to take on the game.
Yeah.
And once they get the ball, they use their legs, they get forward. And a guy like Nathan Wilson's helped bring that on too, because he's not short of confidence. When he gets the ball, he gets it and takes off and no one can catch him. So getting guys like that to lead the way and get it forward for us is great.
Hayden, obviously it's going to be a cracking game too, but there was some talk in the off-season that you were even some chance to switch over to West Coast, and you seem to be a reborn player at Fremantle this year. How do you reflect on all that time wondering where your career was heading?
No, my career is, you always got to think about your career. Footy could end tomorrow with one big injury, so got to get the most out of myself, and I've had a good pre-season. It's only the second full pre-season I've done in my career, so I'm feeling really good, getting across the ground really well, and I think that's part of the reason why I'm starting to play a bit of decent footy, a bit of, I suppose, get getting a bit of ball up and down the ground because I can actually move.
Yeah, makes well, a massive difference, doesn't it, that pre-season?
Yeah, definitely. Like last year I had the big hamstring injury and missed 10 games, I think it was. So that takes it out of you. And, it's good to get a good pre-season under my belt and get cover the ground a lot easier.
Mitchell, how did you approach this season? Was there a lot of pressure on you to perform, or is it basically, well, you'll just give it a crack? It's coming towards what the latter end of your career. It seems to me you're just loving being out there at the moment, basically playing with nothing to lose.
No, my mentality's always been like that. I've gone out there and given everything I can every time. Yeah. Sometimes, but like I said, obviously the body can let me down sometimes with injuries. But if I'm fit and I'm in a good state mentally, which I normally am, I can normally play some good footy. So fingers crossed I can keep that going for the rest of the year and stay fit.
Now, in round 18 of 2010, Ballas, you bagged a lazy 6 goals straight in a Western Derby, and I can't believe Aaron Sandland stole the Ross Glendinning medal off you that day, but he did get it after your 6 straight. I imagine you have to be reasonably politically correct, but what have you thought about the hoo-ha over the Ross Glendinning medal this week?
Nah, don't worry. Aaron hears that every time we play the Derby. the Ross Glendinning.
6 straight, it's a bit rough.
Even he says, I don't know how I got it, but no, that's good. He had a pretty good game. There is a bit going on there, but to be honest, they could call it anything they want. It doesn't bother us. We're out there to win 4 points, and if we get a medal at the end of the game, we're good, but really, we're out there for the 4 points, and it doesn't bother us in the slightest. But obviously, the Showdown Derby in Adelaide, that's called the Showdown Medal, so it represents both clubs fairly, I think. So maybe that's an option. Or the Pavlich Wurtsold Medal, that represents both clubs very well as well. So we'll see.
Hayden, we had Brad Shepherd on the phone there yesterday, and he basically says that he really looks forward to the derbies because they're not just... I know we're playing for 4 points, but it's more than that, isn't it? Because he was explaining that when he goes to cafes, etc., that everyone's talking about it. And for supporters here in Perth and WA, you're either a Docker or you're an Eagle, and the bragging rights can be pretty big after Sunday.
Yeah, that is right. The build-up is exciting, and the members and the fans and the general public get really excited about it. Even non-footballing people start talking about it. So it is exciting in that sense. But once you cross that white line, we're mentally focused on getting out there, doing our job, and winning the game. So the excitement does build really, really rapidly this week, but we are definitely out there to get the 4 points.
And a good thing for you is that when you play this week, you go past your old mate Nick Subin in with 157 games. So you've always had that over him now too, Ballas.
Do I? He's going right down at South this year, isn't he?
Yeah, but he won't be able to build on his 156 games. That's the thing. And you'll get 157 this week. So you're straight past him. Get on the phone and just remind him, mate.
Yeah,
well,
I will. My mate Nick.
Now, how did the leadership group... I'm interested to see how you guys handle that difficult situation last week with the passing of Shane Yarran, because he was at the football club there for a little while, Shane, and he had a lot of friends there.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, it's a sensitive subject, so I don't want to go into it too much, but we really hit home for a few players more than others, because obviously there's some guys that are closer to him than other people were. But you know, it was a tough time. We really paid our respects to Shane's family and friends, and went out there and we wore the black armbands for Shane to show our respect. And I think we'll leave it at that, because it was a sensitive subject, and I think the football club handled it quite well.
Yep. Yeah, well said, Hayden. Now, Shep was on our show yesterday. He might get you down back. He's got a bit of a corky, mate, so...
He might have a second one.
Yeah. I'm thinking it could be a third too.
Thanks for that, Hayden. The best of luck on Sunday, mate.
Cheers, boys. Go.